Chapter 2. Best Friends Forever. When I come down for breakfast, Violet bursts out laughing. Mom, Rascal is wearing the exact same outfit she wore every day last year, and now it's way too small for her. My mom says, Oh, she can wear what she wants. It's not a big deal. The Santa hat isn't too small, I say. But it's a Santa hat, yells Violet. While I'm eating breakfast, my mom sits down with me and says she has some important reminders about school. 1. Don't move the chairs and desks around the room.
I already know about that, I yell.
Okay, calm down, she says. 2. Keep your shoes on.
Why would I take my shoes off?
I don't know, Dory. I still don't understand how you lost so many shoes last year.
3.
Absolutely no bathroom words. Do you understand me, Dory? I mean it. Save them for home when you're in the bathroom all by yourself with the door shut.
Boring, I say.
I think you are going to have a super day, says my mom. I'll miss you.
Why is Mom not saying anything about the Santa hat? As we leave for school, Luke says, We are not walking with you if you wear that hat. Oh, fine, I grumble. No way. When we get to school, Violet walks me to my classroom door. I grab on tightly to her. I wish I were home in my nightgown. Goodbye. Don't leave me here, I say. But she is already walking away. The teacher meets me at the door and says, Let's hang up that huge backpack. And she walks me to the closet, smiling. I immediately fall in love with the closet. It's so long. It has 6 doors. There are no cubbies like last year, so you can crawl around. I hang up my backpack on a hook. I want to sneak right into that dark, cozy space behind all the backpacks. But the teacher is standing there waiting for me. Now, let's find your tape.